this moment. You know, when darkness seems to pour from the sky, driving tents even a mile from your own front door, two black lanes with a center line oh so easy to cross, flashing lights, red in those days, police. I think I was behind the wheel, but it could have been Royce who pulled off Augusta Road between the paved 10-pin parking lot and the mud track leading to the Saratoga Club. We eased onto the mud side, where we'd never been before, because that's where the crowd was, where something had happened. Cop grinning. And more than 50 years later, I can't say whether I knew him, though we had only four then, I think, in Garden City. All the eyes had that look eyes have when the ordinary hour breaks open and shines a spotlight of extravagance into dark routine. Headlights. Until this moment, I have not asked if my own eyes looked like that. How can it be this moment? Penny loafers, wingtips, Converse arced around a man face down on the sludgy shoulder. Do I remember a disappearing rivulet of blood? I can't ask Royce. He's dead. I seem to recall a joke about catching a fender instead of a bus. Saturday night, right in front of the Saratoga Club. In my head, how can there be only white faces, faces lit with a kind of joy, jazzy amusement, an accident, therefore a gift? And so, killing time, waiting for the useless ambulance. To the south, Royce and Bobby and I clustered often in the parking lot, palming a beer, sometimes going in to knock down a few pins, but mostly circling the nine-ball table, talking trash. To the north, the mythical, mystical Saratoga Club, set back from the road in year-round Christmas lights, shadowed on the weekends with fedoras and long skirts, dark people keeping their distance even now, not one kneeling by this utterly still man, dripping darkness from black umbrellas, muted music behind them, inside.